The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Let's hope there's sun in your life today. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wednesday on the DSGDS. How's that, Kenny? Ken Kessler here. Jennifer gone for the rest of the week, sadly, but goodly. Is that a word, goodly? Next Monday she'll be back, doing other things in Los Angeles that require her attention. So we, now requiring your attention, focus on some of the issues of the day, the good guys, the bad guys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was pretty interesting to note that Dr. Kent Brantley, remember Dr. Brantley? He was the Ebola survivor. He has donated blood to the reporter in order to boost his immune system with the treatment that he got in Atlanta, some of the other in Nebraska, the people who have been treated back here in the United States for this malady. They have one of the ways they bring you back around, and this sort of is in league with much of the conversation we have with all of our doctors here, how to strengthen your immune system. If you have a strong immune system, you will ward off most anything and everything that could cause you harm. And Ebola is one of them, although if it really gets a hold of you, it's really tough to shake it. But because Brantley has built up his immune system, Kenny, to the point where it is very strong, he's going to donate blood to help this fellow come back around. And I thought that was really quite... It doesn't apparently provide him or prove to be a risk to him, but still thinking about... This is a great lesson... I think whenever there are things like this, there are great lessons that are learned all the way around, frankly, about the human condition, human emotion, what human beings will do for other human beings. This is quite selfless, I think, because he still is not really out of the woods yet. I mean, he's only been through this treatment for about a month or so, and as he continues to build up his own immune system, his own strength, his own well-being depends on him having every part of his body working well. So the fact that he said, I'm going to help this guy out, I thought was a great lesson and a good story for us to start this hour of the Good Day program with. Isn't that, when you think about it, there's nothing to be gained.
Yeah.
He has nothing to gain out of doing this. So good for him. Meanwhile, other circumstances, a U.S. doctor who volunteered in Sierra Leone, released from the National Institutes of Health in Washington after testing negative for the Ebola virus. Do you think there are too many tests, or is this just good common sense? Let's test everybody that may have been exposed just to be sure. I think I'd rather, if
yeah.
It's me, I think I'll opt on the side of caution. Thanks very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so then the situation in Spain... Yesterday, we were all hepped up about this, remember? Story of the, it was a nurse who Spanish suspected of having Ebola, being a carrier, et cetera, et cetera. Another good story, another good result of the test. She tested negative for the disease. I think it was a woman, wasn't it? I don't think it was a man. I think it was a woman.
So. Yeah, I think so.
So the Spanish health authorities did the right thing and shepherded her to be tested. She was tested and has been found to be negative. Now, let's see here. In other news, the National Institute of Health. See, people get confused in our country because we've got the doggone many. We have the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. This is just another, I'm not going to get off on a rant here, I promise, but I think that it's interesting to point out that in essence, the National Institute of Health and the Center for Disease Control are about the same organization. They do the same things, approach things more or less the same way. So yesterday's story was the CDC said, we better check passengers who are flying to the U.S. today. It's the National Institute of Health that says that the Ebola response from our country might include entry screenings at airports. Might? Why not? Will include entry screenings. Why are these people so lily-livered when it comes to protecting the citizens of our country? 888-302-3684 if you want to weigh in on this or other Ebola-related matters. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. That is Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. So what are people saying? What's the, in the last 24 hours, what sort of rendering do we have, Kenny, of thoughts from our folks who want to be heard on this?
Jeff says we need travel restrictions to and from the affected regions, but that would essentially be securing the border, and we already know how much the current administration is against doing that.
Is this another, this standabout to securing the border? I suppose in a way you could look at it that way. Huh? It is, in a way.
It is.
Yeah, okay, what else?
Jay says, a travel ban is a must, but Ebola isn't the only health risk. Whooping cough, chicken pox, and other viruses are coming across our southern border.
Yeah, didn't we have some reference conversationally a month or so ago when there was all this discussion about the tens of thousands of youngsters coming across the border and some of them had all of these problems?
Yeah.
I think that was part of
it,
yeah. Hmm. Good point. Okay, what else?
Richard says, in all the discussion about Ebola, it still feels like there is simply no one with overall authority to lead the global response.
Well, there's no leadership here at all. Everybody's stumbling and fumbling, worried about the political consequences of this. For God's sakes, make a decision and close down these countries. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, a part of the NIH, good God, another one of these government bureaus said, quote, we have what's called exit screening. Namely, if you or I went to an airport in Monrovia, and we wanted, that's in Liberia, and we wanted to board a plane, we would have our temperature taken and we would have a questionnaire that would ask certain questions. We have, well, that was this guy who's in Texas. He did all that and he lied. So how's that going to protect you? We don't have entry screening. What the president was talking about was considering the possibility of giving an extra layer of entry screening. Really? Talk. Let's get it off the table and into some form of work. Let's get at the work of this to calm the fears about airplane travel that have grown since this guy Duncan came to our country. So it seems to me, you know, the president says he was confident the virus could be prevented from spreading. Yeah, it could be if you do something. What are we talking? It is like ISIS. We're talking a lot and not doing anything. At least that's my read on this. What's yours? 888-302-3680. All right. Here's Cornelius who wants to be heard in Louisiana. Go ahead, Cornelius.
Yeah, Big Doug, I listen to y'all on 970 AM KSYL. We love you, Doug, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. But I was telling you, call screener, he recognized my voice so much. This thing here, to me, seems like it's airborne now. They don't want to tell us.
Let's not start that rumor. It's not airborne. And there are some doctors, we've talked to the four doctors who are experts on this program about whether it could become, Dr. Kronos, Ken Kronos says, that it could become, but there would have to be some sort of conditions and they're almost impossible to meet. Now you could say, well, the fact this thing has developed, that seems an impossibility too. Now, Ebola has been a factor for decades. There have been cases here and there in Africa, not like this, but there have been cases before. For many years, Kenny, I think, as I remember some of the background information here, when this thing first started last winter we first started talking about Ebola, and it's not so much that it hasn't happened before. It's for whatever the reason they've been isolated cases, and now this thing, for whatever the reason, and you wonder if, in a sort of insidious way, if there isn't something here that is almost a plot. You know, the cynic in me, the conspiratorialist in me, thinks, it would be nice to, there are a lot of people who think it would be great to get rid of a couple, 3-4 million, maybe a couple, 300-400 million Africans, because there are plenty of people on the planet who are white, who don't like dark people. So let's kill a couple of million, a couple of 100 million, what's the big deal? And there are those who would say in the Bible there's some prediction of a plague it would wipe out a lot of the non-believers or something. I don't know. That's, I know that sounds far-fetched, but I know I remember reading it someplace and thinking and then knowing that there is a racial prejudice. There are people who just don't like people who are different. Dark-skinned people are not favored by many people who have lighter skin. So this is a way of getting rid of them. I know that's tenuous to say and to understand, but that is a reality. There are plenty of people on the planet who would be happy to see a $300-400 million lessening of $300-400 million people lessening of the population, especially if they were all black. That's the way a lot of people think. May not be the way you and I think, but that's the way some people think. So what do you think of that theory? 888-302-3684. And the other way is on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny and Doug on Good Day. At Buffalo Wild Wings, they're bringing you greatness with their limited time game day sampler. Crispy onion rings, cheeseburger slammers, fried pickles, and mini corn dogs. Buffalo Wild Wings brings you this portion of the Good Day program.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find a location nearest you.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
A shout out to my friend Bill White and my other friends listening in Tucson to the great FM talk station that's there. Other folks listening around the country, how do you do if you're in Jacksonville? How do you do? There are a couple of different Jacksonvilles. Now that I think about it, aren't there? Isn't it Jacksonville, especially Florida? Jacksonville, Tennessee, too, right?
North Carolina, too.
I think I'm on all three of those places, or we are on, more specifically. 21 after and Good Day.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
60s and 70s, and then came this song, which was one of the last songs I played before I became a radio talk host, conversationalist. This song was number one during this week in 1974, went gold, in fact, on this day. I don't remember how we spelled her name. There was a big to-do, Kenny, about Dionne Warwick spelling her name with an E or not. Warwick, W-A-R-W-I-C-K-E, or W-A-R-W-I-C-K. It was kind of silly at that time. Anyway, this was before she had her connection to astrology. She changed her name for good luck, she says, because somehow astrologically or some for some reason E on the end of her name made it mean more, or it was better for her. So anyway, so Barry Manilow, didn't she do something with him? I'll Never Love This Way Again. Isn't that the other thing that she did in combination with another singer?
Familiar.
Yeah, right. Bess is good. The Spinners are terrific. What a great musical memory. And that's part of what appeals to a lot of people, especially the ladies of the house. So there you go. Some musical remembrances as we go back. Not quite so far. How about we go back to last night? Monologues on the late night programs. So a laugh or two from Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers now, appropriately.
The White House dismissed former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's criticisms of President Obama, saying that he's faced some of the most difficult issues of our time, which would be a great defense if every president didn't face the most difficult issues of their time. That's the job. You're the president. That's what you do. That's what a president does. Of course, Joe Biden's, he's just not helping. He's helping our monologues, but that's about it. Yeah, he's taking a lot of heat for suggesting that Turkey is partially to blame for ISIS getting stronger. And yeah, and when the president of Turkey heard that, he got very bad. He's like, wait, well, I didn't say that. So Biden called him to apologize, and we actually got a hold of the recording of the conversation.
Really?
And and I'm not sure if Biden knew who he was talking to. I got to be honest. Just listen to this.
Hello, Mr. President. I just want to say how sorry I am for misquoting you, and it was just a huge misunderstanding, and, well, I hope you'll accept my apology. Thank you. understanding, sir.
Yeah, he understands. He understands
a lot. He was talking to a bird, a turkey.
I don't know how that turkey got a phone.
That's weird. And how to get the phone number to the turkey.
Yeah, and how did the turkey teach itself to answer the phone?
According to a new study, in the last 40 years, this is tragic. In the last 40 years, we have lost half of the world population of animals. Half the species of the... Yeah, we've lost 50% of the species of animals in the last 40 years. And it's the kind of thing where you just feel dumb. And then I got to thinking about it. Well, it's been a long time since I've seen a ring-tailed fox. Haven't seen one of those. Ivory-billed woodpecker. Haven't seen one of those. Black moderate Republican.
Today is Vladimir Putin's 62nd birthday. 62nd birthday. When he got his presents, he said, "You didn't have to get me anything. I could have just taken it." They held a huge celebration in Russia for Putin's birthday. People who attended the celebration called it spectacular and mandatory. For the two keys to any great birthday party. It's Vladimir Putin's birthday, but what do you get? What do you get for the man who already has Crimea?
Ah, my heavens. By the way, there's a story at DougStefan.com today. You may get a chuckle over the discovery of the Glam Burger, the world's most expensive burger. Read that story at DougStefan.com. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Gara LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, isn't it now very unlikely that President Obama will reverse course and put in American troops, since he thinks that would just be counterproductive?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Isn't it now pretty clear that President Obama wants to degrade and destroy ISIS, but he will not do it by putting in a large number of American troops, since he thinks that would backfire? That right?
The situation is not entirely within his control. Yes, I do believe that's what he wants to do. But I think when you go the distance we've gone, you have to be prepared possibly to go the additional distance. I don't see Dempsey's remarks as evidence of a split with the administration so much as
listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday,
happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
The world of audio, the world of video, the world of Wednesday, the world of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, your world. Here's a fellow in Glenville, New York. I used to listen to you on WPTR Albany. Your demeanor on the air influenced the way I felt about every day. Your shows from various places around the country and around the world were informative and fun. God bless you. Isn't that nice? I haven't seen anything like this for a long time. Thank you very much. Nice to have input like that, not specific about issues, but just in general. 888-302-3684 joins Kenny and me. Jennifer back next Monday on the program. The issues that we are following, some of the trending stories. Military personnel who are on the mission to try to stamp out. What's the best vowel here, the A or the O? Stamp out Ebola, are handling blood samples. I thought that wasn't supposed to be the case, that they were supposed to be just putting up the facilities for people to be treated, and that was it.
Yeah.
What's that story, Kenny?
I don't know. I thought the same thing as you. I didn't know that. I can't imagine that the military, they're not trained to do that.
Well, that's the thing. Whether they're trained, they were. excuse me. I think if I were a volunteer, or thinking of volunteering for the pleasure or the privilege of serving the United States of America, I don't know that I'd be so eager to go over to combat Ebola in West Africa. There are a lot of questions that have been put forth in the last 24 hours about whether or not troops are encountering this outbreak in a more direct way. According to officials, a small group of trained military medical technicians they're not required to make direct contact with patients. However, that's the word. Don't you love words like that? However, they will have to handle infected blood samples. Pentagon officials acknowledge it could be just as dangerous. 3 mobile testing labs, staffed by 3 or 4 technicians each, have been deployed in Liberia as part of Operation United Assistance. I love these names, don't you?
Yeah.
Operation United Assistance. What do you think about that? 888-302-3684. 84. I'm not sure that this is a small thing. But the other side of it is people say, well, you said we needed to do something. Yeah, we do. We need to close these countries off. We need to isolate wherever this problem has developed. And we sure as heck need to keep all of these people from any of these countries out of our country, period. End of story. Never mind quizzing them, having them fill out forms. Just don't let them in. That's it. Just don't let them come in to our country. End of story, please. Oh, my God, where is common sense? Oh. The Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation reports that bodies of Ebola victims have been left in the country's streets. Man, this is unbelievable. There's a strike going on in Sierra Leone by burial teams. They're complaining they haven't been paid. A spokesperson for the health ministry said the situation is embarrassing. Really?
Yeah.
Really? They insist money was available to pay the teams. There will be more information forthcoming later today, so they say. 600 people have been killed in Sierra Leone and their bodies are rotting on the streets. 2,100 confirmed cases in Sierra Leone. So how do you like that reality? Again, they just don't know how to deal with these things. And there's a certain amount of selfishness. I suppose you could say, well, it's easy for you to say because you're getting three square meals a day. These people aren't. I don't know. Is there some common sense associated with it or attached to this? I don't see there's a whole lot of common sense here at all. Across the board, not a lot of common sense. So anyway, that's the update. We're spending a lot of time talking about Ebola, and there are plenty of other things that are going on in the world. A lot of people who are talking about Stephen Collins. Stephen Collins is an actor who is on Seventh Heaven. He has confessed that he molested an underage girl and exposed himself to others, prompting police to examine his admission, and Hollywood certainly to distance itself from this guy. You would recognize a picture of him were you to see it. I don't know if we've posted one or not at DougStephan.com, Kenny, but I'm sure people would like to know who we're talking about. I thought that this was an interesting conversation and sort of relates to the Stephen Collins situation. Yesterday on Wendy Williams' program, her daytime talk show, she answered an audience member's question about whether they ought to tell their friends. This particular woman knows that her friend's husband is cheating on her, and what's the way to handle that? And this is, Wendy always has really sage advice.
Who's dating a guy that's just not a good person, very selfish, very arrogant, history of cheating, and they're talking marriage, getting serious. They need to break up. How do I convince her to break up with him?
Stay out of grown people's business. And I get it. I get it about your friend, and it's hard to resist talking to her about this. But you know what? Go out on a limb and tell her exactly how you feel.
Right.
Now, there are two things that are going to happen. Mm-hmm. Either she's going to love you even more, or she's going to tell you, get out of my life.
True.
So you have to be ready to have the brave conversation and do it someplace privately.
Right.
But you've got to have fact. You can't just say he's not a good person. You've got to run it down. And just because he has a history of cheating doesn't mean that he's cheated on her. But, you know, I'd be more concerned with this bad person. Has he murdered somebody?
No, nothing like
all right,
that.
Well, get your facts together and talk to your friend.
You know, it's very interesting how much in our society, in our world, cheating is a factor. And mostly in marriage or in personal relationships, for whatever the reason, does it make you wonder why we have these dedicated relationships? What is there that's set up here? Unless you have a good relationship, Kenny's got a great relationship with his wife. I don't have any doubt that it'll last for both of their lives. I think I finally found that in my life. But there are so many people who just think that this is okay. As a matter of fact, right after the audience member's question about whether to tell a friend about a cheat, she answers another question about somebody who suspects that the boyfriend is a cheat.
I've been
my boyfriend for 3 years, and he works overnight shift, and he just gets weird phone calls sometimes from his coworkers. So I'm trying to see, should I do a drive-by at his job in the middle of the night to see whether he's at work or...
Do you suspect that he might be cheating?
Yeah.
And he works the overnight shift, so it would be very easy for him to cheat.
Okay.
As far as the suspicious calls, unfortunately, when people work the overnight shift, I know because I used to work overnights in radio, 24 hours a day your phone is ringing. It's not unusual to get calls at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, but if I were you, I would rent a car. Lay low. And put a, get out there. Yes, put a tail on him.
All right. So that's a more casual approach to the problem. And so back now to my thoughts about Stephen Collins, who played a minister on Seventh Heaven, confessing that he's been a cheater, and in the worst way. There is a formal complaint on file. New York Police Department and the L.A. Police Department both are reviewing his secretly taped confession. Is another one of these things. Remember, folks, don't say anything you don't want somebody else to hear. Don't, no matter where you are. Right, Kenny?
Yeah, this was, you know, not to... I feel like I have to put a
bracket around this.
Yeah, because I don't want to suggest that I believe that what he's
okay.
done is okay.
Right. Yeah.
But apparently he and his wife were going through some sort of marital therapy,
mm-hmm.
and she secretly taped the therapy session. Then when he said what he said, she moved out. And has apparently been threatening him that she was going to release this tape for the last couple of years to try and get money. And their divorce is supposed to be going to trial soon, so it's very coincidental that mm-hmm. this tape suddenly is out at right. TMZ.
Yeah. But it's the stuff that people gossip about, the stuff that conversations begin
sure.
about. People are talking about this. It seems that we have... more and more problems. Why is it that people are so deviant? What is there about that's another side of the human equation? No charges filed yet against him, but then he hasn't said anything. He was fired from he's been here in Framingham. They're filming Ted 2 here in Framingham, and he was on the he was part of the cast. Been fired yesterday. He was fired. So, and I think that Kenny said to me off the air a few minutes ago that his career is over. Of course it is. Done.
Yeah.
Finished. So, anyway, is there a lesson in this? Of course there is. Always a lesson in a story like this. How does it affect you? How does it impact you? You got to think it through. 16 minutes for the hour. May I invite you to join the Good Day Gang in making strides against breast cancer? You can pre-register to do a short, maybe 10,000 steps. You can do 10,000 steps easily, and it'll put us all one step closer to finishing the fight against breast cancer, and maybe, just maybe, put you closer to winning a race pack or $1,500 in cash. That's where, hello? Yes? Sign up for the $1,500 in cash. The potential is there for you to win $1,500 in cash. Visit makingstrideswithgoodday.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStrideswalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Attention.
and guys looking to reclaim space in the bathroom, husband and wife design team, hosts and do-it-yourself experts Mark and Teresa Clement have partnered with Dove Men Plus Care on their Hair to the Throne program to show men everywhere how to do it.
Men report having only a third of the bathroom space for their things, according to a recent Dove Men Plus Care survey, and they're often reaching for items that belong to their partner instead of products that are made especially for them.
Dove Men Plus Care makes fortifying hair care products made just for men and wants to help them reclaim a bathroom space of their own.
The good news is you can win a renovation to make that transition easier. Enter the Hair to the Throne contest through October 24th, and three lucky guys will have the chance to win a bathroom renovation and the product to stock it. To enter, go to DoveMenCare.com. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Dove Men Plus Care Hair to the Throne contest is sponsored by Canopco Incorporated, DBA Unilever. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 and older.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your local Health Mart pharmacist is proud to help the caregivers among us with the support and expert advice they offer. Visit healthmart.com for the location nearest you. This is the kind of story at DougStephan.com that I'm proud to feature, and some of the highlights of this story about the five-year-old with leukemia who was signed by the Utah Jazz to play a scrimmage. You know how the season's starting for the NBA now. They're bringing their teams to training camp. They don't expect, you know, some of the players that are going to start aren't going to make the final roster. That's true with baseball, with football, with most all of the competitive professional sports. So they have opportunity to bring people in, and they take a look at these players that might fit on their squad. Utah Jazz, no exception. They added a player this week for a better reason. The youngster's name is J.P. Gibson, 5-year-old from Layton, Utah. For more than half his life, he's battled acute lymphoblastic leukemia, cancer of the blood and bone marrow that ranks as the most common type of cancer among children. He loves basketball. He shoots hoops at home all the time. He's fanatical about the local team. Spends a lot of time watching with his dad. He knows he has to be six before he can play junior jazz. And that's how these teams also have little leagues that they start to support various, boys clubs, girls clubs, that kind of stuff. You know, they're smart about that. And they have also that way to get people interested in the game itself. The Utah Brass presented a simple solution to the problem. JP would join the senior jazz, so he can't play the junior jazz. That's what he wanted to do. So the team announced that they've signed this five-year-old as a free agent. Signed him to a one-day contract. This is team policy. And so he was first diagnosed, by the way, in 2012. He'll be in uniform and join the Jazz for the opening scrimmage tonight at the arena. He will sign his contract with the president of the Jazz just before the game. Jazz interview room, see a lot of the press handling interviews with him, just like they do all the rest of the players. The contract signing, totally official, complete with him getting a shirt, signed on the dotted line. used a purple crayon, I think, to do that. At least according to the story at DougStefan.com. What a wonderful way, though, for these people to show their appreciation for the team and for the team to show its appreciation of the support from the town. What a great story. DougStefan.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Excellent is the way some people describe our quick look with technology and the focus. Tech Talk time on Good Day with continuing input from Shelley Palmer. I find him to be very credible. Also, a couple of other stories that may make your hair stand on end, literally and figuratively. Let's start, though, with Shelley helping you out. He's going to talk with you about this video game, Portal 2. And how it helps your brain. Good God, I hope so. There's a lot of this stuff that kills your brain. These video games that kill your brain. What do you know about Portal 2, Kenny? Anything?
I don't know anything about that one. Just not into... Right. I never quite got into video games.
No, my children know how to play any of that stuff because they never were exposed to it. But there are a lot of people who are. And thus, the information coming up next year on Good Day.
So much has changed since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with GEICO, we always had good car insurance.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, want to train your brain? All you've got to do is play some Portal 2. A recent study conducted at Florida State University concluded that the 2011 video game was more effective at training participants' brains than Lumosity, a cognitive training program designed to improve memory, reasoning, and problem-solving skills. The study had 77 participants play either 8 hours of Portal 2 or 8 hours of Lumosity. Before and after the gaming session, each subject was given a series of tests to gauge performance in three areas: problem-solving, solving, spatial skills, and persistence. The people who played Portal 2 showed increased performance in all three areas. Those subjects also saw significant boosts on spatial tests, an improvement that wasn't seen in the group that played Lumosity. While the sample size was small and the study only pitted Portal 2 against one other program, the results are a great defense for anyone tired of being told that video games are rotting away their brains. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy to implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
All right, so I said you're here at CNN. Story of Doug Stephan from today's show today, fresh actually from the online uproar over whether the shiny new iPhone 6 bends when you put it in your back pocket. Apple has been hit by a new complaint, Kenny, that the handset traps users' hair or beards when they make calls. Difficult to gauge whether there is any real issue, but Twitter users have made Hairgate a rising social media trend, leading some news outlets to pounce on the story. The situation on the iPhone 6, aluminum meets the glass. I'm looking at one tweet here. Definitely catching my hair and pulling it out. Bearded iPhone users have jumped on the bandwagon, complaining their facial hair gets yanked out during calls as well. Huh. So, Beardgate. What did you start? You don't have a beard. And you don't even have an iPhone 6, do you?
No. And I don't have my face pressed against the phone I do have when I use it as a phone.
What do you mean? You just have to hold it out there. I don't either. I won't put this stuff in my ear. I put it on a speaker, and I'm listening to it. I'm holding it out here. Like, hello, if this were television, my arm is outstretched. Move it out. Also, the DEA has created a fake Facebook page for real women, as they describe it. The account used photos and other personal information from the cell phone of a woman arrested in a cocaine case in hopes of tricking her friends and associates to revealing incriminating drug secrets. That's nice, huh? Drug Enforcement Agency creating fake...
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.